King Nebuchadnezzar set up a great golden image on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And this great golden idol was 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. And Nebuchadnezzar gave a clear command. All peoples, nations, and languages, when they heard the music play, were supposed to bow down and worship, throwing themselves down before the great golden image on the plain of Dura. And Nebuchadnezzar's reason for doing this was pretty simple. He ruled over a very gigantic empire. It was the biggest the world had ever seen up to that point in history. Nebuchadnezzar's empire stretched from Persia to Egypt, and it stretched from Turkey to the Red Sea. And all throughout that land, Christians, were all kinds of different people. People who had different customs, people who spoke different languages. There was very little to hold Nebuchadnezzar's empire together. And it's not surprising at all that less than 100 years later, his empire would fall. But Nebuchadnezzar wanted to bind it all together. And what better way to do that, he thought, than religion? Worship this image, he commanded them. Believe what you want, do what you want, but at least worship this. And whoever does not do it will suffer greatly. He will be thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Bend the knee, Nebuchadnezzar said, or face the consequences. And Christians, Nebuchadnezzar's great golden image is long gone. It was torn down a very long time ago. But the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar lives on, even down to our day today. Because the world is always constantly pressuring us to bend the knee. The world wants us to go along or to face the consequences. And while the world does sometimes still turn to violence the way that Nebuchadnezzar did, more often it pressures us in other ways, threatening us with things other than death if we refuse to submit. The world tells us that we must say that what the Bible says about God creating the world is wrong, or we will be called idiots or fundamentalists. The world says, say that men can be women and women can be men, or you're just phobic and a drag on society. The world says, say that abortion is just health care, or be called a misogynist. Someone who hates freedom, someone who hates choice. Say that what the Bible says about sin is wrong, the world says, or face the consequences. The world is still making great golden images. The world still tells us to bend the knee whenever the music plays, because the world wants us to worship it rather than God. The world wants us to turn to it rather than to the Lord. But Christians, in the day of Nebuchadnezzar, there were three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three young men refused to go along. They heard the music playing, but they refused to bow down because they feared the Lord more than they feared the king of Babylon. And it's not like they were just hiding or doing this in secret. No, these three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were high officers in the kingdom of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar himself had placed them over his people in Babylon. They were public officials. And what would other people think if they saw them refusing to do this? What would other people say when they saw these three young men refusing to listen to the king? And so Nebuchadnezzar angrily calls them in. And he says to them, you have one more chance to get it right. When you hear the music play, bow down before this golden image, just like you're supposed to. Or if not, you will be thrown into the burning fiery furnace. And as Nebuchadnezzar says in verse 15, who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands? But this is what I want you to see, Christians. Because too often, I fear, we want to resist the world, but we want to do it in secret. I'll still hold on to the truth personally, but I'm not going to make a big deal about it. I'll refuse to go along with what the world is doing in my life, but I won't bring it up, and I won't make it obvious. As long as I stay over here, as long as I keep to myself, the world will stay over there, and they'll leave me alone. That's how I'm going to get through these things. Christians, that might work for a while, but eventually the time will come. What do you do when a friend asks you a question that you need to answer? What do you do when a coworker asks you why you didn't go along with what the company was telling you to do? What will you do when a neighbor asks you how you're going to vote on this or that issue? What will you do in that moment? Because if our desire is only to hide, hoping to be ignored by the world, will we not be tempted in that moment to backpedal, to soften up our answers, to make it as palatable as possible, to try to show that other person, I'm not so bad, I'm not so different from you, you don't need to worry about me? But if that happens, Christians, we've already bent the knee. We've already fallen down before the great golden image, even when we said that we wouldn't. Because when fear makes us silent before the world, fear will also make us fall. And if we don't strengthen our legs to stand right now, it won't take all that much to make us kneel. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not yield. They did not give in to the king. They heard what he said, but they still refused. And they told him to his face, verse 17, if this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. God can deliver us. God can save us out of your hand. God has the power to bring us through this. You boast against God, Nebuchadnezzar, but you are nothing compared to him. But they also go on to say, but if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. They're not afraid at all. They're not going to go along with the king. Even if God doesn't deliver us, they say, even if we perish right now, even if we die in that burning fiery furnace, we still will not listen to you. Because we follow after God, and we follow after him, no matter what the cost may be. And Christians, this is what it means for us to follow after God. This is what it means for us to refuse to go along with the world. To say no, even when it hurts. To refuse, even knowing the consequences that will come. Those three young men refused to bow before the king, knowing full well that they could die that day. And yet they did not waver. This is what we are called to be, especially in these dark and latter days. But Christians, we do not stand alone. just as the three young men in the days of Nebuchadnezzar did not stand alone. Because Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage, now commands the furnace to be heated up even hotter, to overheat it, to make an example of them. And the fire of that furnace was so hot that it killed the men who threw them into the furnace. They died without ever coming near the fire. And God was going to comfort them in the midst of their distress. Because when Nebuchadnezzar looked into that fire, he did not see three men, but four. God had sent an angel to deliver them that day. And when they came out of the furnace, the same furnace that had killed their captors, they weren't hurt at all. They didn't even smell like smoke. God had delivered them out of the king's hand, leading them, even Nebuchadnezzar, to learn something about the true God that day. Verse 29, he says, "Therefore I make a decree. Any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses laid in ruins. For there is no other God who is able to rescue in this way." Here is the key, Christians, for learning how to refuse. Here is the key for learning how to stand. It's not a matter of being angry or belligerent, as if yelling is going to make us more faithful. And it's not a matter of just toughening ourselves up, of finding the strength from within, as if we are the ones who are doing this. Rather, our strength comes from recognizing the truth of who God is. God is a God who can deliver us out of anything. God is a God who saved those three young men out of the burning fiery furnace. And if he can save them, he can also certainly save us. God will take care of us in all things. And no matter what the world takes away from us, God can give us back so much more, because he is Lord over all. And Christians, knowing that we serve this mighty God, why should we be nervous? Knowing that we serve a God who rules over all of our ways, why should we try to hide from the world? Even Jesus himself says, Matthew chapter 10, "When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." It is God who speaks. So why should we hide? It is God who can deliver us. Why should we be afraid? Therefore, Christians, do not bend the knee to the great golden idols of this world. Do not fall down in fear when the world tells you to go along. You serve a greater master, a master who can deliver you from every danger, a master who promises you a great reward. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, who rules over all of our ways and who guides all of our steps, give us the strength to stand firm in temptation's hour, so that we may glorify you in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.